In March this year, Car Powership SA, a consortium led by a Turkish company, was announced as a preferred bidder and was allocated the largest share of a 2,000 megawatt risk mitigation independent power producer procurement program tender. And should this project reach final close and clear remaining regulatory hurdles, Car Powership would moor power and gas storage ships at three South African ports, which would be Saldanha, Kuha, and Richards Bay, and together they would offer a combined output of 1,220 megawatts. What are Powerships exactly? What is the company about? And is this a game changer for South Africa's power supply equation? Online with us, spokesperson for the company Car Powership SA, Kay Sekwale. Kay, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Ibrahim. Salam alaikum. Thank you for having me on the show.
Wa alaikum, and thank you so much for being with us this evening. I want to, in a short time, just over 10 minutes that we have, run through, some, I guess, FAQs about Powerships and the changes that they potentially could bring to South Africa and the history of the involvement here. And I'm sure you'd very ably take us through that. Just to start off with this idea of a Powership, we haven't seen something that we know nuclear power, we know fossil fuel power, coal power stations, hydropower, all of that in the South African power equation. What are Powerships exactly?
So simply put, a power ship is a fully contained power station that's built on a ship. Each power ship contains its own generation, electrical control, and substation components. And the ships also include their own maintenance workshops and engineering capacities. And essentially, the electricity generated by a number of high power alternators in the hull of the power ship, driven by reciprocating engines, are used and run on natural gas.
The size, Kay, of these ships, to be able to produce what you've just described, they must be quite massive.
Yes, they are quite massive. So the biggest ships provide power of up to 470 megawatts, and they're quite big ships. It's quite revolutionary and something very new to the South African economy. And power ships are important because they can deliver a viable and sustainable energy solution to South Africa within 12 months from financial close.
The power ship concept obviously is new to South Africa. If South Africa is going to go this way, and it's already obviously in motion, the process as you'll describe to us as we go on. But the very origin of these ships, have they been around for like how many years? Is it decades or is it just a handful of years?
Yes, so Karadeniz Holdings, a Turkish-owned company, developed the ships about 12 years ago. Karadeniz Holdings owns 51% of Car Powership SA, and the other remaining shareholding of 49% is owned by Power Group, which is a 100% black-owned women company in South Africa. The ships themselves operate in 11 countries currently across the globe, and they help countries provide power to light homes and fuel economies. And our power ships have been deployed globally in countries such as Indonesia, Mozambique, Ghana, Cuba, Senegal, to name a few.
An interesting part of this, I understand, I mean, one is complementing the grid, but also these ships have played a role, as I understand, Kay, in emergency situations previously, natural disasters and so forth.
Yes, so they're geared for both emergency power generation, but also long-term power generation. The advantages of the power ship is that they can be set up within a very short space of time, which is why they have been able to assist in emergency situations, but they're also able to be sustainable over a much longer period than just a very specific short term.
So. In the South African equation, you have cited that this could be a very important contribution to alleviate our power crisis. I mean, but just as an outsider, perhaps listening to this conversation, a person might not immediately be able to make that link. How could a ship that's just sitting somewhere on the coast, something that ought to be moving or will move at a certain part of time, how can this contribute to long-term power stability in South Africa?
Okay, so essentially the power ships themselves are moored at sea in coastal areas, and the solution itself is quite revolutionary in that it's different from your traditional power stations, which take years to build, and power ships themselves take just a few months to build, and then the construction period in a particular economy when the ships move from the shipyards to the economies that we bring them to. So in this instance, South Africa, the idea there is to have them moored and they stand still for a period prescribed. And in this instance, with the risk mitigation projects by the Department of Minerals and Energy, it would be a 20-year period.
The objection, and this, are more on the nuts and bolts that I'd go into, but the objection just on the score that you've mentioned is that this, in one way or the other, is still tying South Africa down for a long period of time to fossil fuels instead of migrating, as many people have seen to be the clean as well as sustainable solution to South Africa's energy woes, to renewable energy.
Yes, so the South African energy strategy, as determined by the IRP 2019 by the Ministry of Minerals and Energy Resources, is to bring an energy mix to the grid and transition us to a cleaner energy source for the whole country. So the strategy is to have South Africa at zero carbon emissions within by the year 2050. So LNG, where it fits into this, is that it's widely accepted as the most complementary fuel source to run alongside renewable sources. A hybrid system using both renewable energy and LNG is a perfect solution for South Africa. And 90% of South Africa's energy output currently is fueled by coal and diesel, which are which are high pollutants. So LNG pollutes 50% less than coal and 30% less than diesel.
Some of the other issues that have been brought up, and this is a very hot issue at the moment. Lots of reporting on it, as you'd be very much aware, Kay. For example, allegations that are floating around, some coming from rival companies, some relating to proximity, alleged proximity of car power ship to certain power brokers here in South Africa. Then we have environmental concerns, saying that environmental impact assessment wasn't done properly, concerns from fishermen, concerns from about undersea noise. I mean, I throw out a lot of issues there, but how are you dealing with all of these kind of objections based on the fact that you're quite confident about what this could offer South Africa?
Okay, so the current media noise is populated with agendas of detractors, such as the losing bidders, for example, that you mentioned, and other lobby groups. And we note them, but we're not deterred by them. They're about politics and personal motivations, and we are about business, the business of delivering on our promises. On the environmental side of things, the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment recently provided Car Powership SA with a temporary suspension letter for our environmental impact assessment on Saldanha Bay. This is following a complaint lodged by Green Connection, which is a local lobby group, and it's outwardly opposed to transitional LNG fuel projects as well as all fossil fuels. And it appears to us that it's just another opportunistic attack on the project. What we're focused on and committed to in this market is to be part of South Africa's economic recovery, and that's where the focus should be, on energy security and economic recovery, not politicking and not distraction.
A last one for you then is the process going forward. I mean, for the end customer, for the end consumer, for the entrepreneur, Everybody is looking for stability, and everybody is looking as well for reduction in costs. It's seeing that in the South African situation, we're just seeing electricity costs spiraling year on year. Are you confident the fact that you are a player in this market, but it's still going through Eskom, that you could bring about the required change, or is that setting unrealistic expectations for you as a company, and rather we should be posing those sort of questions also more so to government?
Yes, I think we all know that the cost of load shedding to the economy is huge. It's estimated at about 300 billion over the past 10 years. And with our three projects alone in Kuga, Saldanha Bay, and Richards Bay, we will be able to eliminate one full stage of load shedding. And together with the other bidders that have been identified together with us, we'll be able to eliminate two full stages of load shedding. So we'll deliver a solution that on its own can power 800,000 South African homes and businesses. So we feel that we would go a long way in terms of assisting the economic recovery of South Africa that we know was already struggling pre-COVID. And, we were already in a technical recession then. And, now we need to find ways of recovering. And the lockdown itself has also posed specific problems to the economy. And we feel that we are part of the solution to focus on recovery. And, the reality is that if we can't achieve some level of security of electricity supply, our economy will not recover anytime soon.
Just before you let you go, a quick listener question, Kay, I'm seeing here, asking about in the best case scenario, if all these challenges that we've spoken about are overcome favorably, when could we see these power ships being added to the grid?
Okay, so the current deadlines that we're working towards for financial close are it's the end of July 2021 this year. And if everything goes according to plan, we should be able to start powering South Africa within 12 months of that date.
Wow, that's quite amazing. And it would be an interesting times for South Africa, something perhaps never ever conceived of before. And as you mentioned, potentially altering and taking a lot of the stress and strain off a battered energy sector in South Africa. Kay, great speaking to you this evening. Thank you so much for your time and have a great week ahead.
Thank you, Ibrahim. You too.
Thank you very much. That's Kay Sekgwale. She is a spokesperson for Car Powership SA, the company that I mentioned earlier, a consortium led by a Turkish company in partnership with South African partners that was announced as a preferred bidder and allocated the largest share of a power producer procurement tender that would, if successful, moor power and gas storage ships that would provide power to the South African grid, and those would be based at Saldanha Bay, Kuga, and Richards Bay.